Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
Yep.
Should I announce at my briefing the, your acceptance of the Matt McCroskey's resignation?
I wouldn't. It just stirs up a bunch of applicants for Irish ambassadors. Not any point in it. I'd just forget it. I didn't know I'd accepted it anyway.
Yeah, well, I've got the letter with your signature on it, sir.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't. We've already announced it once, three or four months ago, and that just reopens the Baker thing and another thing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, anything else you want me to...
No, I don't think so. Word said that Executive Council AFL-CIO adopted a mildly bad statement of opposition to the wage price guidepost. Said he offered to go over and talk to council, but his offer is declined. And he suspects Reuther pressed a rougher statement, meaning McDonald probably supported a milder one. And he does not attach any significance to it. He said the president may be asked for a press conference or may get some stories in the press.
Well, it's only mildly bad. I think that's good.
I guess I've had a busy morning. I've seen the legislative leaders, Grundy and Rosenberg, the German Labor Party, and Ms. White. Now I'm going to eat lunch with Rusk and McNamara and Bundy. And I see the Spanish ambassador and then David Davinsky and so forth.
We got a pretty good ride in the legislative leaders this morning.
Yeah, I don't got to look at those statements ahead of time. I don't want them searching their conscience. I don't want to ask them to do that because if they think they better look at their own conscience, you better let me see them before we put them out so I'll know what I'm telling them to do anyway if somebody asks me. But I think things are going pretty good. Doesn't look like there's much press around today. This looks like 4-5.
No, there's enough here, sir. You've got all the key people. You don't have as many of the hangers-on today.
Well, what are they doing? Just taking it easy?
Yeah, this is you're on a Tuesday, and an awful lot of the bureaus try to get their people their days off for rain, so they're off Tuesday, then ready for the Wednesday and the Thursday cycles. They try to group most of their days off around the weekend as much as possible.
Eric Severide had a column, said that we are too voluminous in our press conferences, our statements too voluminous. But he said that we couldn't be overexposed. Pretty good column.
I sure agree with him on
that. Doris Fleason says we got the real first test of our leadership in foreign policy. I don't know what the hell we can do about it.
I kind of thought that Panama was a real test, and I kind of thought that Cuba was a real test. I think one of the things that we've got to stress very heavily is that by any test at all, the thing is that you're really working at foreign policy. But a lot of people talk about it, but you've been doing it. I don't want to do it right now because I want to wait till we get this Vietnam thing, Laos thing behind us. I don't know how in the hell it's going to come out, but usually something can be worked out.
Okay.
Okay, sir.